and welcome to Radio Gaga at Plymouth FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 FM. You're joined today by myself, Mel Jones. Hasn't it been wild weather out there? And we give all our sympathies to the school in Hamilton that was struck by lightning this week. And we hope everyone out there is safe. On today's show, we have some news about a recycling plant in Invercargill that employs 90 people with disabilities, and their contract may be destroyed and they all may lose their jobs, which will be a very sad thing. And we also have a bit of review and some comments by myself on the Attitude Awards that were this past week. So up now, we have some latest music for you.
You hold the line when every one of them is giving up and giving in. Tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Will it? 'Cause this house of mine stands strong. That's the price you pay. Somebody, let me see the light within the dark trees, shadowing what's happening. Looking through the glass, find the wrong within the past, knowing we are the youth. Caught until it bleeds out, a world without the peace, face a bit of the truth. I'm fading to black, I'm fading. Took an oath by the blood in my head, won't break it. I can taste it, the end is upon us. I swear, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it.
In disability news, families of Southlanders with disabilities vow to fight. A petition has been launched in a battle promised against a decision not to roll over the region's recycling contract with a business that employs 90 people with disabilities. For the last 8 years, Southland Disability Enterprises has had a contract with WasteNet, which represents the three Southland councils, to recycle the wheelie bins collection in the region. However, WasteNet has decided not to renew the contract, which expires on June 30th next year, and instead put out to tender. If the contract goes to another company, 90 Southlanders with disabilities will face losing their jobs. Miss Margaret, who has a sister working at the plant, said the families would fight to keep it open. She says, "We want to put an action plan together." Her sister, Mary Ellen Joyce, is one of the workers with disabilities who will be affected if the contract is not renewed. She says, "To close Southland Disability Enterprises would be like losing her family. It would be such a wrench." An online petition with nearly 1,800 signatures as of 5:30pm on Wednesday has been launched, and the Southland councils can expect to be lobbied, Miss Margaret says. Invercargo Licensing Trust board member Sean Bellow said the decision not to renew the contract made him feel ashamed to be a Southlander. The work at Southland Disability Enterprises allowed those people with disabilities to integrate into the mainstream and have a purpose, he said. To allow the dollar value of a better contract to take procedures over that was appalling, Bellow said. If it came down to just business and the bottom line, he says the wrong people would be leading the community. He continues to say, "Where's the humanity there?" The community has given the recycling company financial grants over the years, including $700,000 from the ILT in the past 20 years, he said. Mr. Gary, the Southern District Mayor, said negotiations with Southern Disability Enterprises had been ongoing, with the three mayors getting involved, but it was decided that the only option was to go to tender. He says, "It's a money thing. We were looking at a significant increase in this contract price." All three councils believed it was too much to accept without going to the market, Tong said. Southland Disability Enterprises could tender for the contract, he said. The councils had to do the most cost-effective thing for the ratepayers, but Tong said the decision was not taken lightly. Southland Disability Enterprises board chair Stephen O'Connor said the councils had put the recycling contract out to tender to test the market and to see if the price was fair and reasonable. He says, "As a ratepayer, I would suggest that there's a prudent thing to do." He confirmed Southland Disability Enterprises would enter the tender process. He says people are upset and uncertain about the future, but it is not a done deal. Hopefully our contract stats up and we will be reordered to do the contract and life will go on. He continues to say we are hoping it won't come to this and it won't come down to just dollars and cents. Southland Disability Enterprises General Manager, Mr. Hamish, said his biggest concern was for the future of the workers if the contract was lost. They loved going to work each day, they made friends and improved their interpersonal job skills. He says it would be devastating loss for the people not to have a job to come to every day. If they were not at work, it would affect their families who may have to give up their own jobs to look after them. He says there's quite a social impact on the community if these guys aren't here doing what it is meaningful to them. We will need to put in place for the future our disabled people in the region. A Mr. Paul Broodshaw, who has worked at Southland Disability Enterprises for 12 years, said he didn't want to leave because he had made friends at the plant. Another worker at the plant, Craig, who says he has worked at the plant for 28 years, said that the other workers were his family. He goes on to say, "It would be sad to leave because I would miss all the people."
We're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. They say we got no, 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 no future at all. They wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. When we hit the bottom, we're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall.
But what they don't know, no, 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 is we don't care. We're going keeping on going till we can't go no more. We're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. Yeah. When we hit the bottom, nothing gonna stop. Climb to the top, you know. We could be the greatest ones we'll ever be. Yeah, I could be talking to you. They try to hate, 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 but we won't change, change anything at all. We gonna ride.
Last week, I attended the Attitude Awards here in Auckland, and I'd like to give a big congratulations to Martin Abel, who won the Supreme Award. And I'd also like to note that our former producer for Radio Gaga, Ripu Baraniu, was up on stage playing each winner's intro to come up on the stage and receive their award, and he was playing his guitar. So he has come quite far from being the producer of Radio Gaga and being up on stage for a very massive awards night in New Zealand. And I found it quite interesting reading online today that globally people really love the Attitude Awards. And, you know, if you haven't seen it, you can visit the show at TVNZ and watch it there. I think it's about 2 hours long. And it was quite interesting because we had the awards just like you would have any other kind of awards night, but because it was televised, they had to start and stop and restart quite often. And I felt like I could relate to that because that's what I have to do sometimes here in the studio because our show is pre-recorded. So I say well done to John Campbell and all the other presenters that presented the awards night last week. And I also congratulate all the finalists that were there, including my own team from Donson & Wah. So we'll have some more music now and then we'll close out.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rumba. No sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki, taki taki. Tienes un besito o un naki. Booty explota como Nagasaki. Prende los motores de Kawasaki. En la disco está llena y llegaron los Anonaki. No le baja el puri sobresale de tu traje. No trajo panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. Es que yo me sé lo que ella cree que ya se sabe. Cuenta que no quiere pero me tiene espionaje. El puri sobresale de tu traje. No trajo panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. No quiere, pero me tiene espionaje. Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rumba.
Touch it and tease it and squeeze it with my piggyback. It's hungry, my nigga, you need to feed it. If the text ain't freaky, I don't wanna read it. And just to let you know, this Punani is undefeated. Ayy, he said he really wanna see me more. I said we should have a date where at the Lamborghini store. I'm kinda scary, hard to read, I'm like a wizard boy. But I'm a boss, bitch, who you gonna leave me for? You got no class, you bitches is broke still. I be talking cash shit while I'm popping my gold grill. I'm a whole rich bitch and I work like I'm broke still. The love be so fake, but the hate be so real. Sobresale de mi traje, no traje panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. Es que yo me sé lo que tú crees que tú no sabes. Dice que no quiere, pero se quiere comerle el equipaje.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rumba.
My body already know how to play. But work it, keep it tight every day. And I know you need a taste. Now, ooh, falling in love. Give a little ooh, ooh, get it well done. Dancing on my ooh, make a girl wanna run. We keep moving till the sun come up. Get high in the party, it's a fiesta. Blow out your candles, have a siesta. We can try, but don't know what can stop me. What my talkie-talkie wants, get my talkie-talkie. Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rumba.
I'd like to thank our sponsors today. Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland and Hamilton. If you'd like to join Radio Gaga on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. Thank you for listening today and we'll see you next week.
quit my job. Now I'm waiting in the rain for the bus. Wondering how I'm supposed to pay for my rent tomorrow. Hoping steal or borrow, I'm still figuring it out. I just saved my stuff for a one-way ticket to explore. Don't know where, but I'll throw my chances at the board. You might think I'm crazy, but that shit don't faze me. I'm still figuring it out. Got a real good feeling, we're gonna be alright. Not gonna live forever, but we know the best part is the ride. No matter where we're going, it's gonna be alright. Not gonna live forever, right now the best part's what we don't know. Take a little step into the unknown. Everybody's trying to tell me no. Head up, do what I can, and see how far I stretch my luck. Now that it's all behind me, maybe I'll miss it slightly. I'm still figuring it out right now. The best part's what we don't know. Take a little step into the unknown. Everybody's trying to tell me no, 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 no. Hold up, bless the rains and dance away like Toto. Wherever I go. Got a real good feeling, it's gonna be alright. Not gonna live forever, but we know the best part is the ride. No matter where we're going, it's gonna be alright. Not gonna live forever, right now the best part's what we don't know. We'll be right back.
Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday, 1 p.m. or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for more news from disabled people, by disabled people and for disabled people.